This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Dimisha Greater from Netgroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Rate Cuts, Rally Risks, and the Rise of AI Titans. The global economy continues to navigate a complex landscape of cautious optimism and persistent headwinds. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the International Monetary Fund revised its global growth forecast slightly upward to 3.2% for 2025, this from 3% in July, while keeping the 2026 estimate unchanged at 3.1%. Despite this modest improvement, the IMF warned that elevated trade protectionism remains a significant drag on sentiment and investment flows, particularly in emerging markets. In Asia, markets traded higher in yesterday's session after China reported third quarter GDP growth of 4.8% year on year. This was in line with expectations, but down from 5.2% in the previous quarter. The deceleration reflects the ongoing impact of US-China trade tensions, which continue to erode business confidence and amplify calls for additional government stimulus. Investors are now looking ahead to further policy support, especially as the trade conflict shows few signs of resolution. Turning to the US, the Fed remains in focus as signs of labor market weakness mount. In a speech to the National Association for Business Economics, U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell hinted at support for another interest rate cut, citing a deteriorating employment outlook. Powell noted that indicators of labor market tightness from household and business surveys have continued their downward trajectory since September. The Fed is now expected to deliver two more 25 basis point cuts in October and December in an attempt to stabilize growth and liquidity. This dovish tilt is in further supported by comments from FOMC member Chris Waller, who echoed Powell's concerns and backed additional easing. The backdrop of these policy moves includes a delayed release of official payroll data due to the ongoing US government shutdown. However, private sector figures from ADP revealed a loss of 32,000 jobs in September, with revised data suggesting the figure could be as high as 43,000. While the shutdown has created a temporary data blackout, investors remain focused on upcoming inflation figures, particularly the CPI, which is due on Friday, and which could influence the US Fed's next move. Despite these macroeconomic concerns, US equities remain resilient. The S&P 500 rose 1.7% last week, supported by strong earnings and optimism around the potential resolution of the government shutdown. The three major US indices continued their upward momentum in Monday trade, lifted by a jump in Apple shares and the anticipation of a busy earnings week. Netflix, Coca-Cola, Tesla are among the key names set to report, and a strong start to the third quarter earnings season appears to be supporting the broader market rally. Since early 2023, AI optimism has driven significant outperformance by leading US technology companies. Now, according to a recent note by Goldman Sachs, the 10 largest US stocks, 8 of which are tech-related, make up nearly 25% of the global equity market and represent a collective value greater than the economic output of Germany, Japan, India, the UK, France, Italy, and Canada combined. While this concentration certainly raises risks, Goldman Sachs believes that these market leaders' robust fundamental strength, evidenced by solid earnings, support continued upside potential for US equities. Meanwhile, gold remains a standout performer, notching a record high of $4,378 US dollars per fine ounce last Friday, Although prices dipped 1.8% after President Trump's softer stance on trade alleviated some concerns, analysts expect further upside. Political and economic uncertainty continue to drive safe haven demand, and some market participants are forecasting a move towards $4,500 per fine ounce in the coming months. Locally, the JSE All Share Index ended yesterday's trading session in the green, up just over 0.5%. Financials led the charge, with the Financial 15 Index gaining 1.4%, while the resources stocks pulled back. Declines were seen in Northam, DRD Gold and Implats, each down over 1% during the session. In other news, over the weekend, South Africa's Integrated Resource Plan, or IRP, was announced by Minister of Electricity and Energy, Kgosi Ntsura Mokopa. The 2.2 trillion energy infrastructure plan, approved by Cabinet last week, outlines a long-term strategy that includes tapping into nuclear power by 2042. The plan aims to address the country's energy challenges and support industrial growth, though execution risks and funding concerns remain. Looking ahead, the major local data release will be September's consumer inflation figures. Expectations, as per the Nedbank Economics Desk, are for a 0.2% month-on-month increase, reversing August's 0.1% decline. This uptick is driven by elevated food prices and a slower drop in fuel costs. Over the month, Brent crude oil rose by 1%, while the rand appreciated by 1.8% against the US dollar, providing some offset to imported inflation pressures. We've come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.